I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we take a moment to talk about things going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk with Eric Smith. He's Director of Broadcast and Audiovisual Services at NMU, and he's a member of the EAN deployment team. EAN, what is it? Here's more with Eric Smith.
It's an acronym for Educational Access Network, and it's the university's effort to do two things, helping to bring broadband into rural communities, but also bringing educational content along with it.
Mm-hmm. And this is really just in an effort to get more educational content out to rural areas like the Upper Peninsula?
It is. When you think about learning, the traditional K-12 higher education model, that's known by everybody, but really all of us are lifelong learners. You can't go through life now and not learn something every single day. So EAN is bringing additional educational content into people's homes. So while they're surfing the internet and doing things that we would normally use internet for, they also can have access to this educational content.
That part I can see. We'll talk about it in just a little bit, but why was it important from the northern perspective to work on getting broadband to rural areas in the UP?
Well, we're committed in the Upper Peninsula to reaching all students of all ages. And as we deployed our LTE network in the Marquette County area, primarily to serve our NMU students, we began hearing from other communities, educators, K-12 schools, is there some way we could get this service in our local area? Because we're challenged trying to do the same thing, use technology to educate students.
The programming content or the educational side of it and having that there. To be honest, for me, growing up in the UP, it sounds like in the days of Northern Michigan University and public broadcasting, and many of us remember instructional shows in our classrooms as kids. Is this an evolution of that idea?
Well, it is. And in fact, the radio frequency spectrum that NMU uses to push out its LTE service has its roots in what was called Instructional Television Fixed Service, or ITFS. And that used to broadcast instructional programs within a 35-mile radius. Well, the spectrum has morphed now into deploying broadband service around the country, and Northern uses that spectrum to light up LTE broadband wireless service.
What communities, what areas are currently served by EAN?
We're in 61 communities all across the Upper Peninsula. When the program is completely constructed, we'll be in about 115 communities. And right now we have over 4,000 people signed up and using the network for their internet, for education, for all kinds of things.
We're talking with Eric Smith, Director of Broadcast and Audiovisual Services at Northern Michigan University. He's also a member of the EAN deployment team. Eric, when we talk about EAN, an educational access network, this is a network for computer access, broadband access. You're in many areas, but there are some things when it comes to that, for example, if someone is interested in getting this, there are a few things that need to be known and you need to get a few things too.
Well, first, it's a wireless service. So it works simply like a cell phone or other wireless device. The difference is that it's called fixed wireless. In other words, you have a receiver in your home that picks up the wireless signal, and then you distribute it within your home as a Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So we take our LTE signal in, convert it to Wi-Fi, and then all of your devices work like they normally would.
So what is the process? Let's say somebody's listening this morning and they're interested in finding out more about this because they have broadband access problems in one of our rural locations that we have. What's the best way to get that process rolling?
Well, the easiest thing is to go look at our EAN website. It's nmu.edu/EAN. And there you'll find lots of information about the program, how it works, and also a way to contact NMU to see if the service is available for your location. We have a group of people who will map individual addresses and talk to people individually and with a high degree of certainty predict whether or not they're eligible to get the service.
I have to ask you, why is it part of the university's interest to do this? I mean, it could be very easy for a university to just say, well, we're not going to worry about it. Someone else will be a service provider. We'll put programming out, but that's as far as we go. Why is this important to Northern Michigan University?
Well, if you have a service, but you have no way to get to it, it doesn't do you any good. Mm-hmm. And the LTE service, the wireless service that we're building and helping people receive, helps them gain access, not only to our services, but lots of different services, things that we need for daily living, educational. It's also helping local communities in their schools because as K-12 schools, they're flipping the classroom. They're having their students go home at night, and rather than use classroom time for some types of learning, they can do that at home. So broadband is literally an essential service, much like electricity and some of the other things that we take for granted.
Yeah, it is part of our modern world, and it sounds like NMU's in this for the long haul, too.
We are. We're building a service that is on a model that will self-sustain itself over time. And we want to make sure that it's something that people have access to and that they can rely on. So the service that we're building is carrier-grade equipment. We have emergency backup systems to keep it powered during power outages, those kinds of things. It's a robust service.
Again, for people that want to find out more, because this is available, this is not just you have to be a student at NMU and that type of thing. This is available out there for all. How do they get that process going?
Simply go to the web, our EAN website, nmu.edu/EAN, and there's even a telephone contact number there so that they can get a hold of somebody and see if it's available in their area.
That's the comments of Eric Smith, Director of Broadcast and Audiovisual Services and a member of the EAN deployment team at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindelaw.